2 Kings 9:14 through 2 Kings 10:31. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram, with all Israel, was defending Ramoth-Gilead against Hazael, king of Aram. But king of Joram had returned to Jezreel to have himself healed of the wounds which the Arameans had inflicted on him when he fought Hazael, king of Aram. So Jehu said to the other men, "If this is your intent, then let no one escape from the city to go tell about it in Jezreel." Then Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, since Joram was lying there recovering. And Ahaziah, the king of Judah, had come down to see Joram. Now the watchman was standing on the tower in Jezreel, and he saw the company of Jehu as he came. And he said, "I see a company." And Joram said, "Take a horseman, and send him to meet him, and have him ask, 'Is your intention peace?' So a horseman went out to meet him, and said, 'This is what the king says. Is your intention peace?' But Jehu said, 'How is peace any business of yours? Turn and follow me.' And the watchman reported. The messenger came to them, but he did not return. Then he sent a second horseman, and he came to them and said, 'This is what the king says. Is your intention peace?' But Jehu answered, 'How is peace any business of yours? Turn and follow me.' And the watchman reported. He came up to them, but he did not return. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously. Then Joram said, 'Get ready.' And they made his chariot ready. Then Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out to meet Jehu, and found him on the property of Naboth the Jezreelite. When Joram saw Jehu, he said, "Is your intention peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as your mother Jezebel's acts of prostitution and witchcraft are so many." So Joram turned back and fled. And he said to Ahaziah, "There is treachery, Ahaziah." Then Jehu drew his bow with his full strength and shot Joram between his arms. And the arrow went through his heart, and he sank in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bidkar, his officer, "Pick him up and throw him on the property of the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite. For remember, when you and I were riding together after his father Ahab, that the Lord brought this pronouncement against him. I have certainly seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, declares the Lord, and I will repay you on this property, declares the Lord. Now then, pick him up and throw him on the property, in accordance with the word of the Lord." When Ahaziah, the king of Judah, saw this, he fled by the way of the garden house. But Jehu pursued him, and he said, "Shoot him too, in the chariot." So they shot him in the ascent of Gur, which is at Iblaim, but he fled to Megiddo and died there. Then his servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem, and buried him in his grave with his fathers in the city of David. Now in the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, Ahaziah became king over Judah. When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard about it, and she put makeup on her eyes, and she adorned her head, and looked down through the window. As Jehu entered the gate, she said, "Is your intention peace, Zimri, his master's murderer?" Then he raised his face toward the window, and said, "Who is with me? Who?" And two or three officials looked down at him. Then he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses. And he trampled her underfoot. When he came in, he ate and drank, and he said, "See now to this cursed woman, and bury her, for she is a king's daughter." So they went to bury her, but they found nothing of her except the skull, the feet, and the palms of her hands. Therefore they returned and informed him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, 'On the property of Jezreel, the dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel.' and the corpse of Jezebel will be like dung on the face of the field in the property of Jezreel. So they cannot say, this is Jezebel. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the officials of Jezreel, the elders, and to the guardians of the children of Ahab, saying, and now, when this letter comes to you, since your master's sons are with you, as well as the chariots and horses, and a fortified city and the weapons, select the best and most capable of your master's sons, and seat him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they feared greatly, and said, behold, the two kings did not stand firm before him. How then can we stand? And the one who was in charge of the household, and the one who was in charge of the city, and the elders, and the guardians of the children, sent word to Jehu, saying, we are your servants, and everything that you tell us to do, we will do. We will not appoint any man king. Do what is good in your sight. Then he wrote them a letter a second time, saying, if you are on my side, and will listen to my voice, take the heads of the men, your master's son, and come to me at Jezreel about this time tomorrow. Now the king's sons, 70 men, were with the great people of the city, who were raising them. When the letter came to them, they took the king's sons, and slaughtered them, 70 men, and put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him at Jezreel. When the messenger came and informed him, saying, they have brought the heads of the king's sons, he said, put them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until morning. Now in the morning he went out and stood and said to all the people, you are innocent. Behold, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know then that nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab, shall fall to the earth, for the Lord has done what he spoke through his servant Elijah. So Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, his acquaintances, and his priests, until he left him without a survivor. Then he set out and went to Samaria. On the way, while he was at Beth-Eked of the shepherds, Jehu encountered the relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and he said, who are you? And they answered, we are the relatives of Ahaziah, and we have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother. Then he said, take them alive. So they took them alive, and slaughtered them at the pit of Beth-Eked, 42 men, and he left none of them. Now when he had gone from there, he encountered Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him, and said to him, is your heart right, just as my heart is with your heart? And Jehonadab answered, it is. Jehu said, if it is, give me your hand. And he gave him his hand, and he pulled him up to him in the chariot. Then he said, come with me, and see my zeal for the Lord. So he had him ride in his chariot. When he came to Samaria, he killed all who remained to Ahab in Samaria, until he had eliminated them, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu gathered all the people and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little. Jehu will serve him much. Now summon to me all the prophets of Baal, all his worshippers and all his priests. Let no one go missing, because I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live. But Jehu did it in deception, in order to eliminate the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, proclaim a holy assembly for Baal. And they proclaimed it. Then Jehu sent word throughout Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a person left who did not come. And when they entered the house of Baal, the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. And he said to the one who was in charge of the wardrobe, bring out garments for all the worshippers of Baal. So he brought out the garments for them. Then Jehu entered the house of Baal with Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, and he said to the worshippers of Baal, search carefully, and see to it that there is here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but only the worshippers of Baal. Then they entered to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had stationed for himself 80 men outside, and he had said, "The one who allows any of the men whom I bring into your hands to escape shall give up his life in exchange." Then it came about, as soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the royal officers, "Go in, kill them, let none come out." So they killed them with the edge of the sword. And the guard and the royal officers threw them out, and they went to the sanctuary of the house of Baal. They brought out the memorial stones of the house of Baal and burned them. They also tore down the memorial stone of Baal and tore down the house of Baal, and made it a latrine as it is to this day. So Jehu eradicated Baal from Israel. However, as for the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel, from these Jehu did not desist, including the golden calves that were at Bethel and at Dan. Yet the Lord said to Jehu, "Because you have done well in performing what is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab in accordance with everything that was in my heart, your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." But Jehu was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not desist from the sins of Jeroboam, into which he misled Israel. John 16. "These things I have spoken to you, so that you will not be led into sin. They will ban you from the synagogue. Yet an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering a service to God. These things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. However, I did not say these things to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things to you, grief has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I am leaving. For if I do not leave, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world regarding sin, and righteousness, and judgment. Regarding sin, because they do not believe in me. And regarding righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you no longer are going to see me. And regarding judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them at the present time. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, and he will take from mine and disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. This is why I said, 'He takes from mine and will disclose it to you.' A little while, and you are no longer going to see me. And again a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he is telling us? 'A little while, and you are not going to see me? And again a little while, and you will see me? And because I am going to the Father?' So they were saying, 'What is this that he says? A little while. We do not know what he is talking about.'" Jesus knew that they wanted to question him, and he said to them, "Are you deliberating together about this, that I said, 'A little while, and you are not going to see me, and again a little while, and you will see me?' Truly, truly, I say to you, that you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one is going to take your joy away from you. And on that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy will be made full. These things I have spoken to you in figures of speech. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I am not saying to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, See, now you are speaking plainly, and not using any figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things, and that you have no need for anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus replied to them, Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Revelation 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of sexual immorality, and those who live on the earth became drunk with the wine of her sexual immorality. And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, holding in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and of unclean things of her sexual immorality. And on her forehead was a name written, A Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered greatly. And the angel said to me, Why do you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss, and go to destruction. And those who live on the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast, that he was and is not, and will come. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains upon which the woman sits, and they are seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while. The beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth, and is one of the seven, and he goes to destruction. The ten horns, which you saw, are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. And he said to me, The waters which you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples and multitudes, and nations and languages. And the ten horns which you saw, and the beast, these will hate the prostitute, and will make her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh, and will burn her up with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose by having a common purpose, and by giving their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God will be fulfilled. The woman whom you saw is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. Proverbs 30:1-9. The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, the pronouncement. The man declares to Ithiel and Ucal, I am certainly more stupid than any man, and I do not have the understanding of a man, nor have I learned wisdom, nor do I have the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, or his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you, and you will be proved a liar. Two things I have asked of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, so that I will not be full and deny you, and say, Who is the Lord? And that I will not become impoverished and steal and profane the name of my God. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation will praise your works to another, and will declare your mighty acts, on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works I will meditate. People will speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They will burst forth in speaking of your abundant goodness, and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works will give thanks to you, Lord, and your godly ones will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your might, to make known to the sons of mankind your mighty acts, and the glory of the majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in his words, and holy in his works. The Lord supports all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand, and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry for help and save them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but he will destroy all the wicked. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever.